This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day of May 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. We have former Congressman Ron Paul joining us. We have Gavin McGinnis joining us, Anthony Cumia joining us. We have David Knight also co-hosting and hosting in the fourth hour. We have our reporters on the West Coast that saw another night of rioting and police and press and innocent citizens being attacked. We've got those videos. We have Katie Couric caught red-handed editing a gun documentary to make gun owners look like idiots. This is so illustrative of deception. That ties into a huge new Glenn Beck deception where we've got him red-handed. So it's bigger than Glenn Beck or Katie Couric. It's about understanding people like Brian Williams. These are three peas in a pod. That's why they're all three falling apart. But first, record lines this Memorial Day coming up, and the TSA is demanding more money, or they're going to shut down all transport on planes, basically. This is terrorism.
The TSA, a monstrosity of bloated George Bush-era New World Order policy resulting from the nefarious relationship between the Bush family and the Saudis. This relationship has forced Rand Paul to file an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act mandating that the 28 classified pages of the 9/11 report be released within 60 days of the NDAA being signed into law later this year. Meanwhile, the TSA cost the taxpayers in the ballpark of $7 billion annually. Money spent on a long, embarrassing track record resulting in Homeland Security being successful in smuggling guns and bombs through TSA security 67 out of 70 times. Loaded guns still pass right through the TSA, as happened in Atlanta recently. Not to mention the fact that you have a pretty good chance of being robbed by a TSA agent. RT reported that a TSA agent convicted of stealing more than $800,000 worth of goods from travelers said this type of theft is commonplace among airport security. Almost 400 TSA officers have been fired for stealing from passengers since 2003. But there we are, standing in long lines, each one of us having our Fourth Amendment rights violated and our tax dollars squandered, while the borders remain wide open as drug traffickers, child rapists, and terrorists surge through the unprotected property of American citizens while the Border Patrol is ordered to stand down. Meanwhile, as many as 4,000 flyers missed their flights on American Airlines from February of this year alone. Got it? Illegal aliens move freer than American citizens, and we are paying for it.
The borders are open, and we have mainstream news articles admitting that they fly in planes to New York every day out of Mexico and other countries, and no one is even checked. No IDs are even looked at. Congress approves TSA request for screeners to meet summer crush. They're going to get an additional $34 million to hire an additional 768 new officers and pay overtime for 42,000 plus.
So what does the establishment do? The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform fired Kelly Hogan, the TSA's chief of security, mainly because Hogan, who was paid $181,000 a year, received $90,000 in bonuses, regardless of the fact that TSA had been recently revealed to be a complete failure. As if that fixes the problem. And the only recourse for the airlines as Memorial Day weekend looms is for the airlines to take over the gridlock. Bloomberg reports American, Delta, and United Airlines will spend as much as $4 million each for extra workers at their busiest airports to help manage lines and shuffle bins at checkpoints, freeing up TSA officers to focus on screening. Carriers and airports also are diverting some of their own employees to take the load off TSA staff. You want a solution? Shut down the TSA and reinvigorate the spirit of the American people by restoring the Fourth Amendment. Terrorists want to take a plane over? Well, our Second Amendment rights have a pretty simple fix for that. Of course, I admit, a shootout at 35,000 feet speed isn't the smartest solution. So if the bureaucracy must continue, take that $7 billion spent on the TSA annually and expand and modify the highly trained Sky Marshal service into an agency that actually obeys the Bill of Rights. Because right now, the only thing the TSA provides is a guaranteed false sense of security to protect the travelers who are being set up for disaster by an alphabet agency expanding its grip on the very freedom and security the TSA supposedly protects. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I will have to be extremely disciplined today to cover even half of the vitally important news and information we have to break down, but I'm going to give it my best attempt here. Former Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us to start the second hour, and we have Gavin McGinnis also joining us and Anthony Cumia from Analysis on Political Correctness at World Events. David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour. And I believe that we also have John McAfee popping in with him. There's a special report I filed yesterday that I think is excellent that we're going to be playing later in this hour. It's up on Infowars.com. It needs to go extremely viral. Video: Trump exposes globalist coup inside America. Elite in full panic mode. I'm going to change that headline that I came up with right now. Video, Trump exposes globalist coup over America. Elite in full panic mode. Because it is an elitist coup over America. A globalist coup. And here's what's happening. People are becoming aware of it, and the old dominant dinosaur media is officially dead. They now know that, so they're coming to try to sell the idea of censoring and controlling and intend to try to use the Federal Elections Commission, the FCC, Homeland Security, and others to do it. They intend to use the Department of Justice to go out and arrest governors and attorney generals that stand up to Obama and the agenda. They're arresting filmmakers. They're persecuting pastors. They are putting people in jail for having dinosaur creation parks in Florida. Whether you believe that dinosaurs walked with humans or not, someone should have the right to say the world is round or the world is flat. But this is the type of stuff going on, and they have shows on HBO going, yeah, lock these crazies up. Lock them up. They had a big story on Monday. We've covered it in the Washington Post. Big old, huge, thick, 30-something page report saying they're armed, they're dangerous, they're constitutionalists, they're the biggest threat. Arrest them. Because you've lost the viewers, you've lost the people's heart, you've lost the people's trust, you've broken the social contract, you're not liberals, you're anti-free speech authoritarians, you are allied with the establishment Republicans who are just as authoritarian, and the American people have taken the gloves off. And I'm here to tell you something. You may balkanize people against each other along religion and race. You may try to get more of the public dependent on welfare and systems to control them. But at the end of the day, historically, and looking at current trends as well, and even reading your own white papers, your own top advisors like Brzezinski tell you it is impossible to control populations. You just have to kill everybody. And when your own minions find out that that's the plan, to start world wars and release bioweapons, that you're actually looking at that to maintain your fraudulent control, people aren't going to go along with you when the rubber meets the road, especially if you start pulling the trigger on the final phases of your emergency plans, your backup plans. We aren't being caught flat-footed. We're being caught on our toes in a fighting stance. We are the culture. Patriots, through newsletters, magazines, talk radio, speaking at churches, colleges, writing books, you name it, for 60-plus years, really longer than that. You go back to the Lindberghs and others fighting the private Federal Reserve, but really for 60 years, the Liberty Movement has been on target opposing globalism and the globalist project because they were scholars, they were military men and women, they were constitutional lawyers, they were governors. They were serious people that were inside the system and who the globalists tried to recruit. When you read Barry Goldwater's quotes in his book, No Compromise, it's right there where he describes the Trilateral Commission plan to take over America and set up regional governments worldwide and destroy national sovereignty to take over the churches, banking, industry, and the universities, and they've done it. This is a real plan. But it counts on you being so ignorant and mainstream media making fun of researchers that pointed out that it's been hidden in plain view. Like the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, 42 years ago, the year I was born, wrote a U.S. government-sponsored 1,100-page textbook for PhDs and above on how to social engineer, how to break up the family, how to fluoridate the water, to brain damage you. I mean, at a controller level, they've got to have a book where they go, this is really what we're doing. It's the size of the Dallas phone book when I was a kid. A huge phone book. That's just one book. Tragedy and Hope, The Technotronic Era. There are countless ones where they openly write books. Men in Power is a political retrospective. Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor. And I've read or scanned over, I've read probably 20 of these books they've written. I've scanned through, you know, with bibliographies, hundreds of books. I mean, I can't just sit to the same dribble over and over again. But I've scanned over hundreds of books. I've read 20-plus books written by them or more. That's a conservative number. And they just think you're so stupid. And every time I talk to a globalist, they go, you notice, Alex, that even though we're public about this, the public doesn't care. No, the public does care. They get bullied and ridiculed every time they talk about these issues, or the media spins and lies. And so people feel like they're alone and intimidated, but not anymore, because anybody can put on an InfoWars.com t-shirt and go out and walk down the street and have people stop them and shake their hand. So we're reaching a critical point. And InfoWars is only one part of that. Obviously, Hillary is in big trouble, significant security risk. State Department says Clinton violated email security rules. So that's a big slap in the face for her. We could be beginning to see the beginning of the end of Hillary Clinton. I've been smelling it. I've been smelling it for months. But regardless, the truth is coming out. I mean, she just can't hide her lies in plain view and get away with it forever. Obama has come out and said world leaders are right to be rattled, close quote, by Donald Trump. What an endorsement to have world leaders that have sold us out to globalism rattled. We are also going to get into AAA says Memorial Day travel volume will be second highest on record as the TSA holds the public, as the federal government holds the public hostage, saying give us more funding to set up highway checkpoints and other things, or we won't put enough screeners at the airports to, quote, engage in security theater. But John Bowne filed a very powerful report that we aired earlier today here at the very start of the broadcast. It's up on InfoWars.com titled, Shut Down the TSA Enough Already, where we prove that the borders are wide open, that the jihadis are brought in without even having passports, and that all of that is A-OK, but citizens have to be trained to take their shoes off, their belts off, and to be pre-screened or pre-approved, but still if you're pre-approved, you can still be shunted through the security line, preparing you to be a prisoner, that you're guilty until proven innocent, when the answer is arm the pilots, or for a fraction of the price, stick a air marshal on every passenger plane out there. You could do it for $300, $400 a flight, it's estimated. Boom, fine, game over, arm person on the plane. Can sit right up there, you know, with the pilots if you want. And that ends it. That ends it right there, and they know that. Oh, we can't trust pilots. They only fly the big, giant plane. Well, look out, because they want to go to everything being drone-operated, and that gives the globalists total control over all of society. The military is coming out and saying, we want all of our convoys now to be autonomous, to be driverless, because then terrorists won't blow them up. Oh, we want all of our combat troops to be robots, because then terrorists won't kill them. Humans are being taken out of the equation to turn us into servile, screenhead, wirehead zombies. Not being challenged, not working out, not facing combat, not being involved, not being forced to go give a speech, or to try to get an A+, or to play dodgeball, or to play volleyball, because I might lose. All that's being phased out. Because they don't want you to ever experience anything that takes you through stress to a higher level. That's why our IQs are dropping. It's why our health is imploding. The federal government came out, the CDC, and said we're fatter than ever today. And that ties in to this report. CDC, Americans are fatter than ever before. I'll cover this coming up. U.S. Army to test driverless vehicles, technology in Michigan. That all ties together. And then that ties in with this. Professor, if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. National Review that I mentioned yesterday, when you read deeper, it actually says the family's bad, but we're going to allow it to be around for a little bit longer. And that ties into this new article today. Oberlin students want to abolish midterms and any grades below C. You see there? Oh, my gosh, you read to your kids, they're too advantaged. We need to ban private school. We need to get rid of the family. This is ABC News interviewing a professor saying this with a straight face. And now we need to get rid of anything below a C. You see where this is going by design. The world is being set up where we're obsolete by design. We are the dominant species. Humans build their own environment. That's what makes us different. But instead, the elite are taking control of our development and building an environment that makes us obsolete and makes us dumb and makes us weak. In Bill Joy's own words in 1999 in Wired Magazine, Sun Microsystems owner, he said, I went to an elite meeting with 200 top owners. We said, we just keep humans alive in mass and let them play games all day? Or do we just exterminate everybody? And he said, the answer is extermination. He said, I just think I might want to tell the public this. They're going to build a technocracy where you're obsolete and they plan to kill you. And people said, oh, that's a funny article. So, they're already killing us slowly right now. Don't say you weren't warned. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Johnny Cash bringing us in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us.
Is it getting better?
I'm about to, in this segment, for part of the next, break down hardcore deception in the media.
Will it make it easier?
And then I'm going to tie that into how this is an overall public destabilization program. But just to illustrate that, during the break, I've never seen Leanne McAdoo in 4 years of knowing her so hot, one of our reporters. I don't mean so beautiful. She's always beautiful. I mean so angry, hot under the collar. They said, hey, Leanne wants to come on during the break before. And I said, okay. And then she comes stomping in here and shows me KXAN TV, NBC, and the Austin American Statesman and others, and is just so angry. Because the Alamo Draft House has revolutionized dinner theaters. They do it on a big scale. I know Ken Lee, but back when he founded the first one, I've been showing my films there since he first founded them back in, you know, I guess it was like 1999 or something. And now they're all over the country. It's based here in Austin. It's dinner and a movie. I don't care if the guy's liberal. He's produced movies that have characters, you know, that are based on myself. I've gone and, you know, been a guest and spoken at some of the premieres. He has a lot of big actors that come into town. The guy's an American success story. So I'm going to cover the media deception in the next segment. I'm going to cover this a little bit now. She's going to be in studio with us later. She walked in and she said, I'm really mad about this. And I said, yeah, they're going to retrofit the Alamo Draft House and have it where men and women's bathrooms can be everybody in everybody's bathrooms. Women are still, I said to her, don't worry, going to self-segregate and go to the women's, and men's are going to the men's. I mean, it's like a cattle call after a movie or before one to even get into a movie theater bathroom. You want to go as fast as possible. It's just getting, you know, a bodily function done. But the government's jacking with our physiology to totally confuse us and mess with us. You think it's bad for adults in the social engineering? Imagine what it's like for kids. And she goes, read the article. And I said, okay, you're so angry. She was red-faced. She said, read it. And I went, oh, my gosh, let me show you this right now if you're a TV viewer. Oh, my gosh, this is the next phase. Document cam, please. The headline should be Alamo Draft House Theaters to make women pee standing up. That's the real headline. They have the blueprints. They want to jack with people so hard, they're getting rid of toilets, except for a few stalls. In social, they're already getting rid of water at some of them, saying humans are bad, eco-friendly. I don't know if Ken Lee knows this is eugenics. You know, he's like guilty. He's a capitalist making hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever. And so he's just going to adopt, you know, the 200-square-foot apartments Austin's getting and just everything else. And don't say the word mother or father. And every movie has to have a woman as the hero. But now they have urinals where women have to pee standing up. See, they're just phasing out culture. They're phasing out electricity. They're phasing out big apartments and big houses. They're social engineering us to have less, but the elite are going to have more while they lecture us. And this is as all these different governors in 12 states, it was 10, it's two more in the last few hours, sue Obama over gender-neutral bathrooms and gender-neutral prisons. They're now having to build new prisons. New detainment facilities for illegals. That's been announced. The feds are building a huge facility in Texas for something like $30 million. I mean, you thought it bankrupted everything to put a wheelchair ramp into, say, a tiny bed and breakfast that has two rooms. They just go bankrupt. The big corporations love that. This is the tyranny of zoning. And just like the left in Austin is so freaked out that Uber and Lyft that got there in 2 or 3 minutes every time. I always had a great experience with it. It was just night and day. The taxi cab service in Austin, Texas, the whole time I've lived here has been horrible. It's so bad that I won't even use it. 90% of the time until I quit using it a few years ago, they don't even send a cab the first time. You have to get it like an hour and a half earlier, and then the second or third try, they come. Now they tell you, oh, I don't want to come where you're at, and I don't want to go there. You get cab services in London. It's all foreigners. And they tell you, I want triple price to take you to the hotel. You ask the next person, they go, triple price. They got everything rigged. That's okay. You like losing your Uber and your Lyft? How about losing your businesses? How about now where, okay, you want to go to a woman's, that's fine. You want to go to a man's, however you identify, whatever. That's going to cause problems. But now, oh no, we're getting rid of the toilets, and we're going to make everybody By the way, the word is they're coming out with new toilets where you also stand and take a crap. And look, I'm starting to talk about body functions here on air. I never used to do that, but that's what our sick freakoid government's into. And it's happening in Europe and everywhere else to ruin culture. The truth is they're not sick in that they're obsessed with potties and sex and all this. They want to get us obsessed with that, who are just a bunch of confused, mentally ill, basket case, social justice warriors that can hardly talk and are waging war against communication and against language and against everything else. This is total divide and conquer. But look at it right here. It actually says right here, women will have to urinate standing up. They're just going to get rid of toilets. And the Alamo Draft House wants to be cutting edge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BIFFYBAG.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul's coming up on huge issues, the economy, 2016, globalism, and so much more. We've also got a bunch of other guests. Leanne McAdoo is going to be popping back in about an hour and a half to really flesh this out when Anthony Cumia is on with us, popular Civic Head talk show host. But if you're a new viewer, I'm not kidding about what I just covered. So she's popping in right now. They have the blueprints out, and Ken Lee, who I've known for, gosh, it's got to be like 18 years, he used to love me. Now when I see him, I run him down the street, he goes, "Oh, Alex, hi," and just walks around me, totally freaked out. He's totally in the liberal cult, absolutely, completely following whatever they say. And when you read the KXAN article with his quotes, from NBC News here that I'm about to show TV viewers and read for radio listeners. You have to understand, everything he's saying is an inversion of what this is designed. Notice when you hear him talk, it's everything I've said but the opposite. Now, I don't know if he's in on this or he knows he's been given talking points, but Ken, I don't think you're a bad guy. I mean, I've been to movie premieres where they have, you know, big actors that they've that he's produced. He produces big films now, and the character's based on me. I mean, and I'm happy that's happened. I mean, I've hung out and had dinner with this guy. And it's just crazy that he's the cutting edge. He said, we've heard about transgender kids getting beat up in bathrooms. Oh, we're, you know, I mean, Ken League, Tim League, whatever. I can't, it's teleprompter free. Tim League. And all of this is going on. It's totally out of control. It blows my mind that this is happening. And they, again, invert reality. Tim League is inverting reality. I don't know if Tim League is doing this on purpose. I've known the guy for years, as I said. But listen to how they twist this information. Alamo Drafthouse seeks feedback on gender-neutral bathroom design. Like when they caught the gay preacher putting fag on the cake, they just said, oh, he's nicely dropping his lawsuit. He's such an angel, was the KXAN and Austin American Statesman headlines. Yeah. They wouldn't tell you he'd been caught lying and they had surveillance footage. It was just, he's so gracious and he's loving. So there's deception in the headline to make it look normal. Here it is. It's all psychological warfare. Alamo Drafthouse seeks feedback on gender-neutral bathroom design. Then you read it. It's the opposite of gender-neutral. The Alamo Drafthouse has classic bathrooms, big area for women, big area for men, already big lines, already a disaster. This is going to be an even bigger disaster. So, he's decided at their new location here in Austin, the Mueller location, to scrap it. And he says, because we want to, quote, hopefully remove design conflict. So he goes on to say, you can't necessarily change everybody's mind immediately on these issues, but you can hopefully, by design, eliminate conflict. Putting men and women together in restrooms will create conflict. Everyone knows it. It's social engineering to stir everybody up and bring down culture and society. That's the admitted globalist blueprint. The working draft, which was posted on Facebook, is one large bathroom with a section of urinals behind a door and individual stalls for seated toilets. League said he is considering a type of urinal both men and women can use. Because you're going to have one bathroom now, folks. You won't be able to go to the Alamo Draft House. I will not go and stick my little girls and my son in a freak show bathroom because you just want to control reality. But it's their religion, so he can't help it. I predict he'll bankrupt Alamo franchise before he stops. So what does an all-gender urinal look like? It's new territory, says Weiss. It's something we're looking into. It's essentially a urinal that has a throat that comes out.
It's a deeper
stall. It's a deeper stall. So women squat now. I mean,
well,
Leanne.
No, we just sort of bring ourselves standing above this urinal. As a woman, I was so frustrated.
But to get rid of conflict.
Yes.
This will cause total bedlam, total Tower of Babel, total absolute insanity. I mean,
it's,
I wouldn't.
Tyranny of the minority.
Listen, I won't go to a gas station that has a crappy bathroom, even if I only use it once a year. If I know that gas station has a bad bathroom, I will not pump gas there because I just think of the whole place is gross. Now, because of this, just they already put these low flush toilets and environmental toilets in with no water, so the place smells like year-old 50,000 gallons of cat piss. So I already can't go to Alamo Draft House South Lamar because the place into the hall smells like a giant cat piss hell. So it's now Alamo cat piss, and now Leanne and everybody else and my daughters are not going to some dirty funnel spout and sticking their butts in it because you want to play God. Now I know why you're so angry. But these people are cult leaders. They will have us drinking purple Kool-Aid with frickin' cyanide by the time they're done. I'm sorry, Leanne. I called you in here. Now I know why you're mad. Go ahead. But look, it ties in with this. Professor, if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. And they go on to say, we're not getting rid of the family completely yet, but it's bad. And private schools should be banned. I have another article. Oberlin students want to abolish midterms and any grades below C. We are being destroyed. We are being brain damaged. We are being annihilated. No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Leanne.
Tyranny of the minority. Tyranny by the minority. And this made me so angry because it's, we've completely...
Check your male white privilege.
We've gone completely past gender-inclusive bathrooms to physics-defying bathrooms. Women are not made to pee standing up. And why all of a sudden Do women now have to change the way that they go to the bathroom?
These people are loons. They're control freaks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just, it's so frustrating to me. This
Ken Lee, Tim League, I'm so angry I can't even talk, literally is obsessing over how we pee-pee.
Yeah. Well, I demand that Tim League redesign his bathrooms to be inclusive for the men who live as dogs. So really, he should just put fire hydrants in there.
That's in the Guardian. I agree. How about we all just have a big commons area at the entrance by the bar at Alamo Drafthouse Theaters, and everyone just comes in and urinates on fire hydrants?
Yeah. I mean, we just have a giant gaping hole in the floor.
And have a big old AstroTurf area.
Yeah.
Where we take...
And they could have little pooper scoopers come around and just follow us all around.
That'll be a new job. How prestigious. Hey, you know Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar, the times I've been in there now. Smells like a urinal out in the hall.
Yeah. I mean,
because they put the no water thing in there.
Right. And then, like, urinal cakes. I don't want those in the bathroom. Those things are disgusting and they smell terrible. Like, what are they thinking? I mean, as a woman, I am so frustrated that as soon as.
They're teaching us to be poor and they're destroying civilization. That's Agenda 21. It's a battle plan on record for post-industrial world, Tim League.
Talk about oppression by the patriarchy. So now...
Can we get a clip of Copper Cab when he sings, saying, patriarchy rules the world, so check your male white privilege. I'm sorry.
And now I got to check my female white privilege, my woman privilege, because now that that women have penises, we have to actually redesign the way the... actual women go to...
You know, I shouldn't be laughing. This is horrifying. And we're on a lot of great Christian stations around the country that have picked us up for decades. And they know we don't get into potty stuff. But the government's taking over the potties, and they're coming after our kids. I have to talk about
it. Yeah. Well, if you de-sex society, you dehumanize society. And that's what this is really all about. You've been talking about this for a long time. It's not about gender inclusivity. It's about redefining what sex is, what gender is. And we're just at the beginning of this. How far are they going to take this? I mean, we are just at the beginning of this whole transgender thing, and they're already making federal laws where you can be fined if you refuse to call someone they. You know, I mean,
they want to arrest you 5 years in prison in Canada if you say you don't believe in transgenderism. Well, I mean, how about I believe the moon's made of cheese, whether I'm wrong or right? Do I have free speech or not? And now, I mean, listen, I'm not kidding. See, they're saying, oh, yeah, it'll be all, next is going to be our houses, restaurants, our homes. You watch, with all the zoning, where Germany 6 years ago passed a law saying no new single home dwellings in Germany. People didn't believe it. Now Austin's talking about doing that.
Yeah.
They're actually social engineering the standard biology of humans out of existence. This is a takeover. This is a plan. This isn't a game.
Well, and this also is a total oppression by the patriarchy because you're forcing women to accommodate the male anatomy. You're completely changing the women's comfort. We don't
matter. That's the plan. They're going to cause a debate with this nationwide and say, we're sorry, we're going to make you all sit down now. Watch.
Oof.
I've got him. This is Hegelian dialectic.
I actually had to break up with a guy because I found out that he peed sitting down. Sorry. That might be offensive, but...
Well, a lot of people's mommies make them do that so they don't...
Exactly.
You know, if you sprinkle, when you tinkle, be a sweetie, lift a seedy.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. So they're taking out textbooks that if there's any kind of debate about the whole climate, man-made climate change and stuff, well, how come science is like 100% on that? But now all of a sudden science got it wrong on there's only two sexes?
I like what you say about there are a lot of people now that say they're dogs. Let's show this.
Yeah.
And so we shouldn't be able to say dog because maybe some people don't have a dog,
yeah,
like boy or girl. But I think actually the Alamo Drafthouse should put in a big AstroTurf and fire hydrants, and we'll just say, well, you're all dogs when you come here. And the folks that want to go there and, you know...
Maybe via evolution, we will just change the way that all of us... Well,
I mean, that woman doesn't look completely insane right there.
No, she's very happy taking care of her husband.
See, they take your freedom, they take your rights away, they take your health away. We're a bunch of mentally ill, obese people on average now, people with record levels of cancer, but they give us insanity. That's the new right we're given, is cultural degradation and the collapse of humanity. And Tim League can make hundreds of millions of dollars and prance around, and that's okay, but he wants to look at making women stand while urinating. And look, I'm sorry to have to talk about this. This is not a subject we get into, but now we're being culturally taken over, and this is the attack. Leanne will be back with us in a couple hours. Thank you so much. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've got to get back to my hardcore news, but... I was already planning to get into all the transgender news and the 12 states suing and While this is going on, our economy's falling apart. While our power plants are being shut off, we can't compete. I mean, we are being shut down right now. You want to see 21st century warfare? This is it. Telling women to urinate standing up. Telling people we're going to go tell your five-year-olds that they can be confused and can be male or female or maybe a dog. Or, you know, banning dodgeball, banning tag, banning the words mother and father, he and she on admission forms. It's here. It's going on. It's a cult. They mean business. And then half the time they bust these Congress people and leaders of different federal agencies are hardcore pedophiles. I mean, with like three-year-old kids and stuff. Of course, who else would want to make women use weird urinals? But a bunch of freaks. And then you got all the intimidated, basically cult members of liberalism who mean well, many of them, probably like Tim Lee. I don't think he's a bad guy. Who just, okay, we'll put in urinals for women, whatever you say, and we'll all put everyone in the same bathroom. I'm not going to the Alamo Draft House on the off chance I got to go number two, and I'm going to go in there and go, hey, how you doing, ma'am? Pull my pants down in front of women. I already don't want to do that in front of men. And again, I've never in 21 years on air talked about private stuff like this, but you want to get it all out in the open, you perverts? We're doing it now. I am so fed up with these people. I am so absolutely fed up with it. I am sick of them. There you go. I am boycotting the Alamo Draft House. I'm not going there again until they apologize and pull this out. I've done repeatedly the deal at the start of the movie where they say, don't talk on your cell phone or I'm going to take you out. I've done that, I think, three times over the years. I mean, I've showed my films there. I know these people, and they have gone completely nuts, and I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not taking my son to stick him in a bathroom with other women and men, and I'm not taking my daughters to stick them in a bathroom where they learn to pee like a dog. I mean, I'm not even boycotting you. I can't get close to you. I can't get near you. And all your unhappy, desperate trendies that run it, who are so empty and so soulless and so unhappy. That's it. Never going again. Boom. Hope you enjoy it. Because you're not going to stop. You're in a cult. It's like Target lost $3-4 billion when they came out and said they're going to integrate the bathrooms. And they just said, we're not stopping. We don't care. Because this is a plan, a program, an operation. They've all got to lockstep together and not have any link in the chain fail in their con game, in their takeover, in their plan. Now, let's shift gears very briefly here. Then I'm getting into the deception of the media. They're putting estrogen mimickers in the food and water. They're jacking with people. They're attacking our sex. I just covered that. That's what this is all about, is ending the species. 90% of the sperm in the West are dead or immobile. Women are incredibly infertile. You're being hit and you're being hit hard. And one thing is the estrogen mimickers. What I counter it with is super male and super female vitality. Both have been sold out for months. They're our number one products. They just came back in yesterday. Get super male vitality, concentrated cold pressed herbs, an incredible fusion to just energize your life. That's what I've experienced. I'm not going to go over what all these well-known documented herbs do, but nobody else has the patented process that Dr. Group does of the cold pressing and then the aging of it. They don't heat it up, but they age it and then let it dry out and then keep adding more. It's more complex than that, but it's super, 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 super concentrated. And most people feel libido, energy, stamina within 24 hours. But talk to your physician first. Super Male Vitality is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Filter your water. It's full of glyphosate and estrogen mimicker. It's full of hundreds of other chemicals. The Alexa Pure, the Pro Pure, the different systems we have are all excellent, and they're the best gravity-fed systems out there. They're apples and oranges, but they're all good, and they're the lowest prices you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER, 10% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids is back in, the fruit punch, to get your kids and yourself and everybody else off the soft drinks and the garbage, and to get the vitamins and minerals you need in a truly absorbable, plant-based, organic form. It is a true game changer. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. You can get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on any of the products and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. We're also in closing, no, I'm not going to skip the spring. I've got to stop skipping the breaks. I might when Ron Paul's on, so I stop right there. Sounds like I'm talking to myself. I just hit the cough button and told them I'm going to skip the break, but now I'm not going to. I just can't do it. Here's what I'm getting at. The bad halogen is out there. There's a whole bunch of them. Look at the informational videos, InfoWarsLife.com. Read the papers. Do your own research. Talk to your physician, your nutritionist. The bad halogens are there. They fill up your glands. It just totally shuts you down. So many problems. If you've got good halogen, they can't get into your glands at the same levels. It helps push the bad stuff out as well. Some people go through a detox in 3 weeks, so consult your physician, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And lastly, if you sign up for the free newsletter, you get exclusive articles, videos, a list of key news and intel, great to send on to friends and family and neighbors and communicate in the InfoWar. But you can expand on that. And also notice that every day there are different promo codes, sometimes 10%, sometimes 20%, sometimes 30%, sometimes what we did with the Hillary for Prison shirts, 50% off with promo codes for InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. So that's another reason to be signed up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in, boom, and you can get off at any time you want. Check it out today. And I shot a new video breaking that down that we're going to get up on the email site that I shot on Monday. We're going to get that video up there so I can break down some of the other benefits for you at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Now, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to try to be as quick as I can about this because I don't want to spend all my time on Glenn Beck, but the fall of Glenn Beck, the political death of Glenn Beck has not been exaggerated, to paraphrase a patriot of old. But we are certainly going to go over it because he's come out yet again and said that they didn't have veiled threats at Matt Drudge, or that, you know, they're not sitting there lying about Matt Drudge and veiled threats on Donald Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
There is a video up on InfoWars.com. It's a clip of Glenn Beck yesterday saying one of the most deceptive things I've ever heard, period. It's one of these lies that's so twisted it's hard to even describe, when he goes, finally, the mainstream media is doing something I've called for years. They're battling dangerous conspiracy theorists and these type of right-wingers. And he goes, it's incredible. They're exposing the lies that people claim that Vince Foster was murdered. I mean, there's so much evidence, it's incredible. And so he's acting like mainstream media never said Vince Foster wasn't murdered, or that the CIA didn't invent the term conspiracy theory back in the 50s and 60s to discredit people. That's been declassified in the Senate Church Committee hearings. So Glenn Beck proves Vince Foster's death a suicide, not is our joke. Trusted source Jake Tapper has Beck convinced there was no foul play. It's him worshiping CNN. It's so bizarre. But saying no one had ever said Vince Foster committed suicide, that all these kooks were saying it was murder, and that only Glenn Beck had said it was really suicide. I mean, it is just total establishment behavior, but saying it's anti-establishment. So then it gets worse. Story up on InfoWars.com. Beck calls Drudge evil for suggesting he advocated Patriot kill Donald Trump. Now, again, we're not obsessing on him because he's Glenn Beck. We're obsessing on this because this is how they deceive. In the next segment, before Ron Paul comes on, I'm going to get the Katie Couric clips, where a whistleblower inside the maker of this documentary film, she goes, you give me a reason guns, you know, protect people and what they would have done. And she cuts to them sitting there when they were rolling, but didn't know they were being asked a question, and they all looked dumb. They've tried that with me before. It's a classic tactic. But then the person released the real video where they all jump in and answer with great answers. So see, this is getting behind the curtain, and this is what we do. We destroy them. Brian Williams, Glenn Beck, Katie Couric. We take them one person, Mr. Maddow, Mrs. Who's the one that wears the glasses? It's Mr. Maddow, and then it's Mrs.
Hayes.
Mrs. Hayes, yeah. I confuse them all. I don't have a teleprompter, folks. I get names wrong. Like earlier, saying Ken League, it's Tim League. But getting serious here, they know what they're doing. And the latest thing, he goes, it's ridiculous, despicable. Matt Drudge says that I threatened Donald Trump on my show. That's ridiculous. A few months ago, he said, I want to get up there on stage. If I was there, I'd stab him, and the stabbing wouldn't stop. And then Beck came out and said that he didn't mean that, and that it didn't say that, and that Drudge linking to it was wrong. Now he's done it again with this writer on there saying we need, you know, somebody to take action, a good patriot, if Congress won't stop Trump. But then they add, we're just saying that hypothetically. That's like you're sitting around talking about murdering somebody, hypothetically, you know, how much would it cost to take out my husband? Or hypothetically, how much would it take to take out my wife? You know, I'm writing a novel. They sit there with provisos, which makes it even more premeditated, on a show with a few million listeners, used to be a lot, trying to get some nut to do something. This is so crazy. And then denying it and saying Matt Drudge is a liar. Let's go to one of the clips now. We'll come back with more. Here he is a few months ago saying stab Donald Trump.
If I were on the stage, I would have said, have you been listening to him tonight?
Yeah,
right. Have you been listening to what I say about him?
And also, why would
I actually, I believe these
shoes.
Things. Yeah, I'm not going to be,
would be weird.
Sit in their shoes. I mean, was he in gigantic shoes? How could you be
oh, man, if I were close enough and I had a knife. Really, I mean,
what?
The stabbing just wouldn't stop.
Okay, man, it's a long clip. Before that, they're talking about Trump the whole time. They carefully don't say his name right before, but say big shoes, meaning small hands. But they're talking about Trump. They've done it again, and then they go, how dare you, scumbag? He calls him evil.
Visit GCN Live.
That calls him evil. Others call him a scumbag, his other little minions.
Hi.